MPPC, along with a host of other agricultural groups, sent a letter this week to Congress talking about and calling for tax reform. Talk to me a little bit about why this is such a vital issue for the nation's pork producers and other ag groups as well.
Tax reform in general is important to our producers because the tax code that we have right now is complex. It's inefficient, and it requires a tremendous amount of resources just for compliance. And, you know, the way that some of the rules of the game are set up right now is that it penalizes our producers who have achieved success, and it can discourage the continuance of our family farms. And so that really transitions into the letter that was sent earlier this week, looking at the ending the estate tax to, you know, help the transition from one generation to the next. According to the last census of agriculture, the average age of a hog operator in the U.S. was, I believe, it was 51 years old. So, you know, a lot of our producers are looking at transitioning over to the next generation, and the estate tax is a hindrance in doing so. But coupled with that, it's also important, and like the letter says, it's equally important for us to preserve the stepped-up basis that we currently enjoy.
And it states in the letter, too, that the role that taxes play in maintaining and improving the nation. So there is a role for taxes.
Absolutely.
How do you want Congress to work with producers and the agriculture industry to figure out a formulation, maybe, that it's state taxes are fully repealed, but we're also not losing what the role that taxes play in?
Recognize that taxes are extremely important, and for a number of programs and a number of, you know, priorities that benefit the pork industry and the agriculture industry in general, this is an undue burden. The estate tax is an undue burden or unnecessary burden on producers, and so, you know, we've been working together with other ag groups from around the city and coalitions to have a seat at the table for when tax reform does get, you know, when it does begin to move. We hope to have a seat at the table in order to make sure that the interests and priorities of our members are heard.
So is the coalition or the ag groups, are they hoping that or asking that the stepped-up levels remain unless estate tax is fully repealed in as we look ahead to tax reform?
We would like to maintain stepped-up basis regardless. So that, you know, in that letter that was sent, it asked for a state tax repeal, but also asked for a step-up basis preservation. And we would like stepped-up basis preservation regardless. It's important to our members, especially in, you know, the asset-heavy industry such as agriculture. Stepped-up basis is important for our members.
As you look at tax reform and those discussions, when they're expected maybe to really get underway with the administration?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would imagine that it'll be moving, you know, they talked that they want to be moving quickly on it. So whether that means by the end of the summer, I don't know. But I know the negotiation or the talks have been started. It's tough right now for us to form, you know, two hard line of stances when we don't have legislative text to look at. We have the blueprint from the House, which provides some guidance, but once we're able to actually look at legislative text, we'll be able to kind of delve deeper into the intricacies of the bill itself. But my guess is that they'll be moving fairly quickly on this.